Yet those same hands can touch with such healing, irresistible tenderness that the haughty neck is happy to bow and the proud back is glad to bend. Out of such chaos, of such confusion, we learn we are neither devils nor divines. When we come to it, we, this people, on this wayward floating body, created on this earth, of this earth, have the power to fashion for this earth a climate where every man and every woman can live freely, without sanctimonious piety, without crippling fear. When we come to it, we must confess that we are the possible. We are the miraculous. We are the true wonder of this world. That is when and only when we come to it.
Thank you for joining It's Your Body. And It's Your Body was made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Healthy Solutions Insurance Services, providing answers in the changing world of health insurance benefits, serving employers looking for affordable options and individuals looking for private and a covered California plan. The knowledgeable staff at Healthy Solutions Insurance Services can help you find the right health insurance plan at the price you can afford. To reach Healthy Solutions Insurance Services, call 895-3882 or at simplicatehealth.com. California license number 0864774. Again, thank you for joining It's Your Body, and please stay tuned to Jump to the Light. Have a good night.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Way up. Way up. Way up. Way up. Now there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Do the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now break it down and freeze.
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 Now
way up, way up, way up, way up.
Now there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
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 Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut
butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter
jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Baseball bat.
Now peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now wait.
Freestyle.
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 Freestyle. Freestyle.
Peanut butter jelly.
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 Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now way up.
Way up.
Way up.
Way up.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Now there you go.
There you go.
Way up, way up, way up, way up, way up, way up.
Smite!
All right, guys.
Smite is so... my God.
Who's got the top of the hour? Let me see. Read it.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico Listener Supported Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond.
All right. And who just read that?
Rodriguez!
Nice. Okay, go ahead. Nate?
The opinions voiced on the program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directions, underwriters, or volunteers.
Favorite?
Eight.
Wait, what?
And that was just by Nate.
All right, Keegan, you're on.
The whole thing?
That paragraph.
Okay. Jump to the Lights Dumb to the Light is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the printed image, specialized in costume screen, printed and embroidery since 1980. The printed image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. And that was from Keegan Rodriguez.
Good job. Okay, who's reading the first book?
Me.
Okay.
Where's my book?
Who's me?
Jaden. That's okay. Me. Where's my book?
Oh, right there.
Okay. This is... The book is called What Moms Can't Do by Douglas Wood. Pictures by Doug Cushman. There are lots of things that regular people can do, but moms can't. Moms can't wait to wake up kids in the morning. They can't make the bed without lots of help. Moms can never pick out just the right clothes, and they have trouble keeping things cleaned up. Moms can't have Yummos with purple marshmallows for breakfast. Only coffee or tea or yogurt or bran flakes. Yuck. They need a little advice when they're packing lunches. Moms can't run very fast. Sometimes moms can't hear themselves think, whatever that means. Moms are not good at saying goodbye. Creature Kids Daycare, welcome. Even to the teacher. Moms can't push grocery carts fast enough, and sometimes they need help opening doors. Moms don't know how to keep salamanders in their shirts or toads in their pockets. Moms aren't very good tacklers, and they can't make a basket on their own. Moms are easy to squirt, but they have a hard time squirting you. Usually, moms really don't like to watch movies by themselves, and sometimes they need protection during the scary parts. They feel much better with someone on their lap. Moms can't let go of a hug without a kiss, or two, or nine. There are lots of things moms can't do, more than you count. But there's one thing they do better than almost anyone, and that's love you. The end.
I'm gonna put a song from Space
Jam. So sad. All right. After that song, can we talk about ourselves?
Sure.
And
everybody, get up! It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Get your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam.
All right. Yeah. Let's go, Warriors. Yeah.
Come on, slam.
Score is 48-36.
Yeah.
A little over.
Go Warriors!
Go Warriors!
Let's go Warriors! Wait, what's the score?
8-36.
We're beating them by 12. Let's
Who
go.
Who cares?
I do.
That's cool.
I know, right?
I know.
And
words are so cool, they're winning.
Let's just get back to this.
I know. Are beating your teeth. Wait, I thought we were going to talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
What he said.
Well, okay, first let's talk about Nate. Nate, what is your real name, full name?
Nathan Paulette.
And what's your middle name?
James.
Okay, Jaden, what is your first name?
Jaden.
What's your middle name?
Salvatore.
What's your last name?
Rodriguez.
Okay, Nate, what school do you go to?
Little Chico Creek.
And you do not know what class or teacher you're going to be in yet because you're summer.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Hey,
who's
what grade are you in?
I'm going into fourth.
And who's your best? What's your top three best friends?
My number one is my friend Connor Loper. He's moving on to fifth grade. My second best friend is Jaden Rodriguez, which is on the show right now. And my third best friend is my friend Olivia Holt. Wait, no, not Olivia Holt, sorry. Teague. Olivia Teague.
All right. Now, Jaden, what school do you go to? What school do you go to?
Emma Wilson.
Okay, and you do not know the class or teacher you're going to go to. Who is your top three best friends?
Colby.
Nate.
Yeah.
And Eli.
And what grade are you going to be in?
Fifth grade.
Okay, and my name is Keegan Victor Rodriguez. And the school I go to is Emma Wilson. And so I'm going to be going into sixth grade.
And who do you want as your teacher?
Mr. Evans.
Nope. Mr. Evans isn't working at the school anymore.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Because there's supposed to be three teachers.
If he's not, then that's a shocker.
He's not.
Yes, he is, actually. And my top three best friends are going to be Omar Lewis, Tayo Shugalu. I'm sorry, guys. The last one is Payson Box. I don't know how to say his last name. Boxham, maybe.
Nobody knows.
Or Everwell, bro.
Except him.
And his family. And his friends. Yeah, okay, let's go.
Okay. Anyways, I'll be reading the book, Monster Soup and Other Spooky Poems. It is illustrated by, I don't know this game, Rogers. Complied by Dillis Evans.
Oh, I can say his name. I don't care.
No one cares.
That's good for you.
Okay, anyways. Anyways. Bedtime stories. Lillian Moore. Tell me a story, says Witch's Child, about the beast so fierce and wild, about a ghost that shrieks and groans, a skeleton that rattles bones, about a monster creepy, crawly creepy, something nice to make me sleepy.
Come on, Nate.
I'm trying. Thunder.
B.G. Lee.
Ooh.
Do you know what thunder is? Beyond those clouds so gray, a giant's children slammed a door and skipped around the sky to play. In quite a helter-skelter way. So when you hear the thunder, there are giant's children in the air. Giant, Elizabeth Sayer. Sar. 1 foot in the river, 1 foot in the lake. What wonderful strides a giant can take. The water goes squish when he wiggles his toe. Oh, giants have fun, as anyone knows. His red rubber boots reach up to his knee. Why, puddles are nothing to giants like me.
I said that.
Okay, whatever.
The Toaster, William J. Smith. A silver-scaled dragon with jaws flaming red sits at my elbow and toasts my bread. I hand him fat slices, and then one by one, he hands them back when he sees they are done. The Power Shovel by Rowena Bennett. The power digger is much bigger than the biggest beast I know. He snorts and roars like the dinosaurs that lived long years ago. He crouches low on his tractor paws. He scoops the dirt up with his jaws. Then swings his long, stiff neck around and spits it out upon the ground. Oh, the power digger is much bigger than the biggest beast I know. He snorts and roars like the dinosaurs that lived long years ago.
Okay, you know what? Those are great poems. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll have Keegan read some. Thank you, Nate.
That's a long poem.
You're welcome.
Wait, what song is this? A butterfly?
Sorry. I believe I can fly. Oh, okay. Violin
and the harp.
I used to think that I could not go.
I don't know this one.
And life was love, and love.
Mumble. LOL.
I know
that's awesome.
I believe I can fly.
Like a bear.
stop yelling so loud like Jaden Rodriguez.
So just believe I can fly.
Okay, so how I became a pirate, Melinda Long and David Shannon. Schoolistic. Okay, how I became a pirate. Written by Melinda, whatever. Melinda Long and illustrated by David Shannon. Okay, pirates have green teeth when they have any teeth at all. I know about pirates because one day when I was at the beach building a sandcastle and minding my own business, a pirate ship sailed into view. I knew what it was because its flag had a skull and crossbones on it and because I could hear the pirates singing, "Hey ho, blow the man down." They were a little off key. When it would be like, "Hey, whoo, see you blow the man down." Okay. Stop. Okay. I tried to tell Dad, but he was busy setting up the beach umbrella. I tried to tell Mom, but she was busy slathering my baby sister with sunblock. So I went back to my sandcastle, but I kept an eye on the pirates. By then, they were rowing to shore. When they landed, the head pirate climbed out of the boat and yelled, "Ahoy there, matey! Be this the Spanish Main?" "No," I said, "this is North Beach." "Shiver me timbers," the pirate said. "We must have taken a wrong turn to Bora Bora." He walked around my saddle castle. He looked at the boat and yelled back to his crew. "He's a digger, he is, and a good one to boot. A good one to boot," the others agreed. "What be your name, matey?" the head pirate asked. Jeremy Jacob, sir," I told him. "Wait, Jeremy Jacob," he said. "You're looking at Brad Beard and his crew. We've been needing a digger like yourself. We've a chest of treasure to bury. "Aye, treasure," the others shouted. "You're coming with us," Brad Beard told me. I didn't think Mom and Dad would mind, as long as I got back in time for soccer practice the next day. And that's how I became a pirate.
All right. I've got one more song. Aww. We're going to play.
We're off.
Iggy Azalea.
What kind of song is that?
Ariana Grande. Thank you. And Ariana Grande with The Problem.
Okay. Do you have a
quick shout out, guys?
Let's say Omar Lewis, Tayo Sugarloaf, Payson, Bloxham. Nate, your shout outs?
I shout out to my mom and my dad and my brothers and everybody I know, which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Jaden.
Shout out to everybody that's listening. Thank you for this promotion. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You have no really shout outs.
Okay, and Miss Terry's in the house. We'll be doing bass music at 7:30 till 10 o'clock. And then I think Papa John will be in here 10 to midnight doing basically the blues. All right.
Oh, shout out to everyone I know.
Bye,
love everyone. You people.
See you tomorrow.
Ziggy Iggs. They got one more problem with you, girl.
For the KZFR Events Calendar, I'm Rick Anderson. June 13th, that's our anniversary concert with Mossy Creek, Wolf Thump, Maya Dyson, and Achilles Wheel. Tickets are only $15, on sale, Chico Paper Company, and KZFR.org. Also appearing, Lisa Valentine and Dave Elke. The Sacred Movement Music, Healing, and Arts Festival is coming to Lake Concow Campground on June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Partial benefit for KZFR. And music is coming from Dead Winter Carpenters, Roots Underground, Thirst with Mike Comfort, The Lolos, Ali Battalia, Dylan Starma, and a whole lot more. Info and tickets available at sacredmovementmusicfestival.com and all three Blazin' J's locations. More info at kzfr.org, and you can download our mobile app from the website. Thanks for listening.